The Caged Queen, Iskari Book 2, by Kristin Thecarelli. Read by Aisha Carla. Rules for Relinquishing. Snuff out the lights. Bolt the doors. If you must weep, find a source of rushing water to drown out the sound. Scorch your bread. Let your wine sour. Switch your sugar and salt. Don't travel after sunset. Mask your face so you won't be recognized. Though you may be frightened, let go. The Skyweaver's Knife. Once, there lived a man named Sunder, who loved everything about his life. He rose every day with the dawn and walked out into his fields. He marveled at the rain that nourished his crops and the sun that made them grow. He cherished the strength of his own two hands, hands that planted and threshed and built his house, hands that rocked his child to sleep. He loved his life so much that when death came for him, Sunder hid. Death searched Sunder's house and did not find him. Death called out over his fields, but Sunder did not come. So giving up, death took someone else instead. When Sunder came out of his hiding place, he smiled at his own cleverness. He strode down the dirt roads toward home, whistling happily. But as he approached the door of his house, a sound made him pause. Someone was wailing. Sunder opened the door and found his wife kneeling on the kitchen floor, clutching their child to her breast. When Sunder fell to his knees beside her,